Excuse me, the recording has already started. You may proceed.
Thank you very much, Christine. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the CWG PCTN meeting on the 11th of April at 2100 UTC. On the call today, we do have Carlos Raul Gutierrez, Maxima Zilda, Heather Forrest, Anne Beth Lang, Yep Ekihost, Laura Hutchison, Ron Sherwood, Griffin Barnett, Sebastian Pensis, Colin O'Brien, Cheryl Langdenor, Sangatu Ekpe, Susan Payne. We do have apologies from Jacqueline Morris, Arnold Storm, and Sana Solman. From staff, we have Lars Hoffman, Jill Braken, and myself, Michelle Leesmeyer. And I would like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Lars.
Michelle, thank you so much. Welcome, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are. It's a cloudy afternoon here in Colorado. Welcome to the call on the 11th of April, 2016. As you can see in the agenda on the right here, we only have really two and a half, let's say, agenda items. The discussion of the straw paper that's up in the Adobe Connect room as well. I have unsynced it, so you should be able to scroll through at your own leisure. There is the this is the paper that was presented in Marrakesh. It contains some adjustments that I have made based on the feedback received, and it also has the feedback that was received from .no via our co-chair, Annabeth. I believe it's also on the list, but I will forward it to the list so everybody's in the inbox right after this call. In addition to that, in addition to Annabeth's or .no's feedback, we have also received just one other note, which is from the Norwegian government, indicating that they would be opposed to opening three-letter codes. However, they did at this point not yet provide a rationale for that. Annabeth, you might want to correct me. Over to you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me, Lars?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you. We all
yes. I think that we have received comments from Panos Papadopoulos from Greece government as well. From Panagotis? Hello?
Yes. Yes, Annabeth. I don't think... I don't think if anybody else can confirm. I might have overlooked it.
I have them. I have the document with his comments as well.
Can you forward that on to me? I will make sure that gets incorporated into the current.
Okay, version. I will do that. I was sure that everybody has gotten in. It seemed like he had sent it on the list, but of course I can forward it. And you also sent, again, the Greek government input on the survey on three-letter codes to remind us. But I will send it at once, directly to the list and to you.
Okay, thank you. Has anybody else received this? Is this just my computer playing up, or...
Lars, this is Heather. I wonder if we have some confusion about the belated comments of Greece on the survey, but I don't think I've seen comments from Greece on the straw woman, if you like.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you, Heather. Right. Well, Annabeth, since... forward this to the group. Yap has also raised his hand. Yap, over to you.
Yes, I do have some comments and some notes I made in the document, but I forgot to mail you, I realize now. And so let me first wait until we sorted out what the most recent document before I send it as well. It will only add to the confusion in this moment.
Yes, Annabeth, is that an old hand or is this something else?
Yes, I have found it, and it seems here that it has been sent to the ctm@icon.org.
But Annabeth, is that comments on the straw woman proposal, or is this comments on the survey?
It's both. So it's.
Okay.
I'll send it.
Thank you. I will make sure then that it gets incorporated into the straw woman, and that will be then updated to a list, and then maybe you can provide comments based on that, or do you want to make it on the call, or do you want to email it onto the list afterwards?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. So apparently we have also comments from Greece and some forthcoming comments from YAP. However, obviously, even if you look at 17 people taking part in this call and the amount of people that were present in the face-to-face, it doesn't reflect the views or the comments from the broad community feedback that we are seeking, I suppose, at this point. As a side note, I mentioned also in Marrakesh that I would reach out to some other departments within ICANN to see whether those conditions that we talked about that could be attached to a potential opening up of three-character codes, how this could be done in an effective and efficient way. And I have not yet received a full feedback from legal compliance and the GDD department that are concerned with these issues. We have a conference call set up this week internally with staff to discuss this issue, and I hope I'll be able to report fully back for our next meeting. I apologize for the delay. There was Marrakesh hangover, and the other departments were rather busy. Laura, you've got your hand up. Laura, you might be on mute. Laura, we can't hear you. I don't know if there's a connection issue. I just see now that you're trying to type into the chat. Going to wait for a second for Laura to type out her question or her comment.
Laura?
Yes.
It's Annabeth here again. I found the email, and it's been sent to you on the CTN Questcom on the 7th of April.
Okay, this is very strange. I mean, I have received the paper right now. Jorge kindly forwarded it to me, but I have not received the email from Panos.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Annabeth, we will take care of it. It will not get, I mean, this is part of the reason why this course. It obviously will be incorporated and taken fully into account. Laura is trying to dial back in. She has mic problems. So, where we are right now is that we are still gathering comments on the proposal, and I'd like to take this opportunity to encourage everybody to do two things: to A, go through the paper and see what you can agree with and what you can't agree with, and if you can't agree, especially in that case, it would be great to hear your rationale. So it will then make it easier for the group to find solutions to issues where there is opposition among members.
Thank you.
I'm also just looking at the queue very quickly. Annabeth, you're in there twice with one hand up and one green tick. I assume that's an old hand. And Yap, I think, has just raised his hand as well. Yap, over to you.
Unmute. I just want to point out that tonight actually came an email from the CAC saying that they are actually undecided about anything. It just came in 2 hours ago.
Yes, absolutely. No, I've seen that. But, I was going to come for that for under any other business. Absolutely. The GAC has indicated that they contemplating this issue and they might just or will discuss it hopefully in Helsinki, but there is no position taken as of yet. And obviously, it's also not certain that there will be a position in Helsinki just beyond the agenda there. Very good. Thank you for the reminder, Jaap. So, yes. So, Heather also has got a hand up. Heather.
Thanks very much, Lars, and for chairing the meeting in the absence of any decision from the co-chair to do so. Very much appreciated. I wonder if we might think about, we've just mentioned Helsinki, and I suppose we're now, 2 months out from Helsinki, roughly. Should we perhaps be thinking about circulating the straw man more broadly when we get to Helsinki? I'm mentioning that in the context of your previous comment about having input from the GAC. Technically speaking, the GAC is not a member of the working group, and I think at some point we want to open this up beyond ourselves. I think it would be very helpful if we had more comments from within our working group members before we and perhaps make edits on that basis, get to a place where we all feel a little bit more comfortable with this before we take it out to the broader community. But perhaps that's something that we can be working towards with that date in mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Laura, you've got your hand up.
Hello, can you hear me now?
We can. Thank you, Laura.
Yay. great. I just wanted to say, it's a really helpful paper. I wanted to thank you, Lars, for your hard work in putting this together. And personally, for me, it's been a great point to help me kind of get my thoughts in order and to have a starting point rather than kind of starting from scratch to move this forward. I just wanted to come in. You said you'd kind of approach ICANN to think about contractual enforcement. It occurred to me kind of when looking over that section whether there was some mechanism that is already in existence around kind of government non-objection that we used for the first round, and I wondered if there was some way we could, rather than kind of relying on contractual enforcement and whether that's not sure if that's something that's possible, but whether we could use that kind of existing mechanism that was used in the first round in terms of if an applicant wanted to register a three-character code that corresponded with the ISO 3166 list, whether we could then use the mechanism that a government would then have to non-object to that. I'm happy to kind of submit formal comments if that would help you in terms of editing the document. But I just wanted to kind of, it just occurred to me when you mentioned that now.
Thank you, Laura. Yeah, it would be great if you could submit those comments on the list. It would be super helpful, I think. It's something that we thought of as well. There's some pros and cons, but it's definitely an issue that should be discussed, I believe, before we, as part of a overall solution. Susan, you've got your hand up as well.
Yes. Hello, Susan Payne. I just wanted to quickly respond to that proposal. I certainly, from my perspective, I'd be extremely opposed to going down the route of the kind of government non-objection path. That seems to me to be a sort of an acknowledgement of the rights of government, which I think many of us wouldn't agree with. But more specifically, we've seen in the first round how that has created tremendous lack of certainty and confusion and difficulties for applicants. And I think the lack of certainty and the impact that that's had both at the top level and at the second level just says to me that we should try very hard to come up with criteria and not be trying to throw this onto governments and then essentially give IPAN the job of trying to negotiate between governments and applicants.
Thank you, Susan. Heather, you've got your hand up.
Thanks very much, Lars. In addition to the comment I just put into the chat about sharing Susan's concerns, one thing that I think Laura's comment raises, one question that it raises, is a conflation of government and the CC operator. I think our concern here is the CC and not government or any sort of purported claim to an interest that government might have. So to the extent that that's our concern, I think we try and figure out what we can do to address that concern, if it is indeed a genuine concern. It would be very helpful to have more comments in from CC operators as to where they stand on the straw woman. And as Lars says, you know, having a rationale for that would be very, very helpful, because it's the rationale that we need to figure out, let's say, the solution to the problem, rather than put a solution on and try and fit the problem and maybe not have a perfect fit. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Heather. Annabeth, your hand is up as well. Is that an old hand?
Yes and no. A comment to Heather, that the government, they are also part of the cross community, aren't they? Because if you look at the members, shouldn't it be from all communities? At least if they are in the list on the CCM page.
Can I just?
Of course.
I'm not sure maybe which comment of mine you're referring to, the comment that I made earlier about seeking input from the community more broadly, which I agree, absolutely that's important, and we need to make the call not just to the GAC, but to the other SOs and ACs. But are you referring to my immediately previous comment about which concern are we trying to solve, let's say? I think it's I hope it's not too controversial to say that, you know, in not all cases is the CC aligned with the government, and so in many cases the interest of the government can't be assumed to be equal to, equivalent to, or the same as the interest of what's expressed by the government, let's say. Thanks.
I refer to your first comment, actually. I thought I heard you say that the governments are not a member of the cross community working group. But for the interest between the CCs and the government, I think.
One second, Annabeth,
pardon?
You seem to have two microphones. You seem to have two microphones on. You sound like you're calling directly from Valhalla.
What can I do to?
One microphone should be muted.
Should I try
that computer, one? Your computer should be muted. There's a definite echo coming from your line.
Let's see.
This is better.
Is better now? No. It's still some echo here. Is that better?
Yes, it might be.
Yeah, I'll try. Yeah. No, it's still some echo here. I'm not sure, quite sure what to do here.
Do you have your computer, the sound on your computer on? If that's on, if you mute your computer, that would probably solve the problem.
I've done that, but I have muted the, I've muted everything here, so I can't.
Go ahead, it does sound better now.
I try. So, as for the interest of the CC and the government, I think that differ from country to country. In some countries, they have quite the similar interest in what's going on, and in other countries, they are very far from, the interests are very far from each other. So it's not a similar question from all countries, absolutely not. And also, I agree with you, actually, Heather, that the legal right of the government they don't have any legal rights. But as I know government from the time I worked there, is that this is politics, it's in much more than legal questions. And that's what I am afraid of, that they will really start to discuss this and feel that they have a kind of a moral, political right to have some say in how the name of the country is used. So that's, we have to figure out how to what to do with that. I see that Panos is on now.
Thank you, Annabeth. Heather, do you want to reply?
Hi there, Lars. Look, I don't think it's probably the best opportunity. I agree with Annabeth that, you know, there are politics involved, that there's this discussion of legal rights, but I think that's probably not quite where I was going. My point was really picking up on some of the things that were said earlier to say, you know, let's figure out what the concern is and then try and address the concern. And if the concern is confusion with a CC, then that's a very different concern from the concern that Annabeth articulates. So if we want to worry about, you know, prevent confusion with a CC, and as of yet, I'd like to see some feedback from other CC operators, then we need to figure out, you know, if the advice comes back that contractually that's difficult to work with, then we try and figure out another way to address it. That's where I was going. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Heather. Okay, is there anybody else who would like to add to the discussion at this point? That seems not to be the case. So what I draw from this is that two things. So first of all, we have with the struggling paper, we have a starting point. I try not to qualify whether it's good or bad. And we have received a couple of comments. And I think it would be very good to receive more to see where people stand. And even if you are in favor, I think it would be very helpful if you submitted your support. If you submit your objection, it would be great if you could provide a rationale for that. And even better, obviously, if you could potentially provide different solutions that could then be discussed by the group. This is supposed to be the start of the conversation, as you all know, and not the end. And Carlos has just raised his hand. Carlos.
Thank you. Reading Arnold Storm mail that he sent today from the Norwegian government, he speaks of an intersessional meeting of the GAC a few weeks time and well before Helsinki. So my question is, should we use the opportunity of this email from Arnold and make a direct request to the GAC to be explicit about the rationale in terms, is this a government's position or is this a joint government CCTLD position? So we could go a step ahead and before standing in Helsinki and asking ourselves if the GAC position is government's only or if it includes CCTLDs in some cases, we should take the offensive right now and try to react officially to his mail and put these questions very clearly forward to the intersessional meeting or eventually the discussion in Helsinki. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. I just seen the chat that both Heather and Annabeth agree.
And also Panos.
And also Panos, absolutely correct. And Ron as well. And Cheryl says, yup, which is, I think, Australian for I agree. right, so back to where we were. paper, we need more comments, and ideally have them backed up. For the next steps, so from a staff perspective, I will include the comments submitted by Panos. I will also wait for Jaap to submit his comments, and then circulate a collated version to the list that you can then take back and hopefully read through again and see where you stand. As I said before, the more feedback is going to be, the better for the group to work and find a solution to this issue. I would suggest, and I will also, I'm sorry, as I said earlier, we have another staff call this week to see what can be, whether there's anything that other departments think that could be done in terms of helpful additions to the Strawman or to potential solutions. I will report back on that to the group as well. And then I suggest that we have our next meeting in 2 weeks' time, hopefully with a few more comments, and then go through this substantially. And I could only encourage you as well at this point to think especially about the options at the end of the paper. So the fact that if we open it up, A, why it should be opened up, the three-letter codes, and B, what potential conditions should or could be attached to that. I think that is really the crux, I think, where this will stand and fall. And the more feedback we have, I think the more fruitful and effective our discussions will be. Right, I'm just reading through the chat very quickly. Right, Heather is encouraging Jaap to provide comments not only on the recommendations, but also on the history and background. Obviously, plus one, I think, from everybody on that. If there is nothing else and no further comments at this point, I'll be very happy to give you 29 minutes of your day back. I'm just waiting out. There's a couple of people typing in the chat. A quick sign up before I close the call, Annabeth and Panos as well, if you're both still on the line. I've just been wondering whether it's possible that Panos is actually not subscribed to the mailing list. And so when he sends things to the list, it will just not go through. And I don't believe he will get an error notice for that. I already spoke to my colleagues from the CCNFO Secretariat. We'll check that. That just might be one reason why it didn't come through. Otherwise, it'll definitely be due to my computer.
Good.
And if he's not on the list, we'll add him, obviously, to the list. Right. There's no further comments, no hands up. I'd like to thank you all for your time, and you'll hear from me in due course. And we'll schedule the next call for 2 weeks from now, which should be the 25th of April. At 21 UTC, like today. Thank you very much. Good
Thank
afternoon,
you.
Good evening, and good,
good
day.
Good evening.
And good morning for the Australians. Bye, Lars.
And good
night.
Morning.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lars, very much. Bye-bye, everyone.